We'll make sure when we go hunting." Ralph was annoyed and, for the moment, defeated. He felt himself facing something ungraspable. The eyes that looked so intently at him were without humor. "But there isn't a beast!" Something he had not known was there rose in him and compelled him to make the point, loudly and again. "But I tell you, there isn't a beast!" The assembly was silent.
So, this kid about 6 years old thinks he's seen a monster. Like Ralph says, it's probably just a nightmare. But some of the little boys aren't so sure, and Ralph gets really upset with them. When Jack tries to calm the little kids by telling them his hunters will look for the beast, Ralph feels even more frustrated. He seems desperate to convince everyone that the beast is not real. And listen to the way the author describes Ralph's reaction. He says Ralph felt himself facing something ungraspable. I know ungraspable comes from the word grasp, which means to hang on to or understand. So what is it about the beast and the little boy's fear of it that Ralph can't understand or handle? It's not clear right now, but I'm sure this beast will come up again later. Let's pay attention when it does. Let's keep reading on page 37. Start on the 8th paragraph from the top where it says, Ralph lifted the conch again.
Ralph lifted the conch again, and his good humor came back as he thought of what he had to say next. Now we come to the most important thing. I've been thinking. I was thinking while we were climbing the mountain. He flashed a conspiratorial grin at the other two. And on the beach just now, this is what I thought. We want to have fun, and we want to be rescued. The passionate noise of agreement from the assembly hit him like a wave, and he lost his thread. He thought again. We want to be rescued, and of course we shall be rescued. Voices babbled. The simple statement, unbacked by any proof but the weight of Ralph's new authority, brought light and happiness. He had to wave the conch before he could make them hear him. My father's in the Navy. He said there aren't any unknown islands left. He says the Queen has a big room full of maps and all the islands in the world are drawn there, so the Queen's got a picture of this island. Again came the sounds of cheerfulness and better heart. And sooner or later, a ship will put in here. It might even be Daddy's ship. So you see, sooner or later we shall be rescued. He paused, with the point made. The assembly was lifted towards safety by his words. They liked and now respected him. Spontaneously, they began to clap, and presently the platform was loud with applause. Ralph flushed, looking sideways at Piggy's open admiration, and then the other way at Jack, who was smirking and showing that he too knew how to clap.